You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yeah. Hey, so getting back, University of Miami has got their media day coming up this morning, and they're going to get started. So a lot of things to talk about. I wanted to ask you about transfer portal because it's important. I wanted to ask you just not just one guy, but over Carson Beck is the most important transfer portal guy. Hell, he might be the most important one in the country that was brought in again, like Cam Ward was last year. Give me a couple other guys, though, you're kind of from whether they are there for spring or guys they got after spring, that you expect to have a big impact with this team.
A few guys at the defensive secondary, Joe, which was the Achilles heel of the team last year. Zechariah Poyser, safety that they added from Jacksonville State, he was there for the spring. He looks like you can pencil him into the starting lineup like right now, that he's going to have a spot locked down. He was very successful at playing a lower level of football.
It's amazing.
I think it's going to translate to power four for him. Xavier Lucas, someone who's probably worth all the trouble.
Well, everybody knows who he is. American Heritage Plantation guy originally.
Yeah, and then the lawsuits, everything from Wisconsin. But Lucas, he's big and physical, Joe. He's over 6 foot, over 200 pounds. I think it's the type of body type that Miami wants in their defensive backfield. I think he and O.J. Frederic, who returns from last year, obviously Frederic not a transfer, but they're going to lock down the outside corner spots. I also think, Joe, Keontae Scott, former Auburn Tiger, who Miami added, who's probably going to be the starting nickel. I think he's going to be another important transfer. So he was playing on the outside last year, which was a little out of position, because when he was playing nickel the year before at Auburn, he was all-SEC, and he played under Zach Etheridge, who's now the cornerbacks coach at Miami. So there's a little reunion there. Also, I hear really good things about Muhammad Touré, the linebacker from Rutgers. He's coming off an ACL, but I think he's fully healthy now. He's had a good offseason workouts the past couple of months. And on the offense, Joe, a guy that I think fans are going to learn about really quickly. Everyone, of course, at running back, rightfully so, you talk about Mark Fletcher and Jordan Lyle,
right?
Your duo. It's going to be a trio with Shamar Brown, Marty Brown, who Miami added from North Dakota State, who's another big physical running back.
How about that program?
Yeah. I mean, they're the Alabama Crimson Tide of FCS, Joe. Every year they win.
If they called my D1 school, I go, we'll pass.
Yeah.
Because you don't want, and it happens every year, they beat D1 schools.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are something else. Hey, you didn't mention, I was a little surprised, David Blay.
Yeah, a defensive tackle from Louisiana.
He's going to be in that rotation.
Yeah, which Miami needs, because, Joe, that's an area where I think the Hurricanes on paper are a little thinner, right? You talk about having, like, this is probably the best overall depth that Cristobal's had at Miami. Defensive tackle beyond the top three guys, I think, is a little bit of a question mark. I would say the top three guys in the interior of the D-line, Ahmad Moten, who comes off a good second half of the season last year, He's now a redshirt junior, I think, upperclassman.
He's gotten a lot better, man.
Justin Scott, who's was a true freshman last year, played a little bit, former five-star recruit out of Chicago. I think he's going to be one of the top three guys, if not a starter this year. And then David Blay from Louisiana Tech, who's got experience. Really good pass rusher from the interior, really disruptive. But I think the question is, after those top three, is Artavius Jones in his second year, is he going to take a big step? Yeah, I think he came from a smaller high school program, so he wasn't that polished last year as a true freshman. And then a guy to watch out for, I think could be the fourth or fifth guy, true freshman Dante Simpson from Chaminade, had a really good spring, Joe. So that's someone I would look out for.
Am I the only one worried about the wide receiver position? I know what they brought in, and I know the names, Trader, all the rest of them. And some of them caught some footballs in different places last year. Yeah. Right? LSU, BYU, they've got some guys from different schools. Are you still concerned a little bit that it doesn't match up with what they had last year?
Yes, only because it's a natural question mark, because Miami lost all their top pass catchers from last year. Like all
top
the guys.
Top four wide receivers and top tight end.
Tight end, yeah. So from, you know, Xavier Restrepo, who's probably irreplaceable, at least in the near future. I mean, I don't think you're automatically going to plug another 1,000-yard receiver into the slot. I think it's going to be more of a by-committee thing. But you lose Restrepo, who's your all-time leading receiver at Miami. You know, you lose Jacoby George. You lose Isaiah Horton to Alabama. You lose Sam Brown. You lose Elijah Arroyo, like you mentioned. But like I characterize receiver and tight end, I don't characterize it as a concern as much as a question mark, because I think there's a lot of talent in the room. I think the ceiling
is very
high.
I agree. And we got to be careful. This is a little bit of what the Miami Dolphins at cornerback. People go, well, they can't. No, it's just lack of experience for a lot of guys.
We haven't seen these guys do it in Miami uniforms, because I thought it. I know you were out there at some of the spring practices. I thought JoJo Trader looked consistently good in spring, right? But he just hasn't played a lot. Right, he played really well in the bowl game.
Either banged up a little bit, but he did have a chance to shine.
He didn't play in the spring game because he was banged up in the spring game, but he looked good in the spring. CJ Daniels is somebody that they rave about. He transferred in from LSU. He was at Liberty before that. He's a six-year senior, so he's one of the leaders in the room. We haven't seen yet Keelan Marion, who they brought in from BYU, who's really a special teams ace. Scored two kickoff return touchdowns last year. Wants to play a little bit more at receiver. They had an experienced slot guy, Tony Johnson. I also like some of the other guys return. You know, Nai Carr, Joe, is an interesting one because he was like, he had one foot out the door. He entered the transfer portal, but
he
decided to stay.
That's right.
So I think that, you know, he's expecting to play a role on this team this year. Otherwise, he, you know, probably would have followed through with the transfer. And, you know, we all know Malachi Toney had a really good spring, but he's a true freshman. So,
I am curious about a true freshman.
Yeah.
We've had it in the past. It has happened. A true freshman, how much of an impact can he make in year one?
Because we got a couple of those, Joe.
This
Josh
guy's a little
Moore?
Different. That's right.
Josh Moore is another
hell
one
of a player
who's a
too.
Big receiver. He's like 6'4", 215 pounds. Doesn't look like a freshman, but he's still a true freshman.
Yeah.
How much are these guys going to play?
Well, this thing, it's going to be fun. You like this team overall? I know we haven't played a snap better than what, and it's kind of hard because there are parts of the team that defensively just absolutely was broken by the end of the year, but you like this thing potentially more overall?
From top to bottom, I like the roster better this year. You had the ultimate Band-Aid last year in Cam Ward. Like he covered up some of the warts last year, Joe. Like when your defense couldn't stop anybody, you always knew you give up a touchdown, you're getting it right back when Ward is on the field.
Right.
And that meant, you know, pulling off 25-point comebacks and 18-point comebacks. So, you know, as good as Carson Beck is, I don't know if he's capable of being the same kind of Band-Aid that Cam Ward was, but I don't think he needs to be. Because, again, like the defense looks a lot better. It's just – and I say this being a Miami football fan my entire life, including the last 20 years, when sometimes anything that can go wrong will go wrong. I get it. So we need to see how it actually plays out. But I think the roster from top to bottom is better this year than it was last year.
So Don, I got to ask you, because Woody came on and he just homered it up. I go, hey, so he had a vote up there. You guys, all everybody up there in the media got a vote on who.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Who you like, and he took UM. He did the thing. And
it looked good for him. I mean, he's...
I did not get a vote because I wasn't there, but listen, until you beat him, Clemson's number one. That's just the way it works. And they got, some people think, one of the two or three best quarterbacks in the country. What do you think?
I voted, yeah, on our media ballot, I voted Clemson one, I voted Miami two. Like I think the Hurricanes can win the conference, but like you said, Clemson, who I thought they probably overachieved a little bit to win the ACC last year, I think they're better this year. And in terms of, like, so they have Cade Klubnik back, who had a fantastic year last year, especially since Clemson took a little dip in the running game. They didn't have as much last year. So Klubnik had to step up and be basically their top rusher in some of those games.
He had some great runs.
He's got some great runs. In addition to the arm. So, and I know he's getting, like, Klubnik is getting some preseason Heisman love and all that. I don't necessarily think he's the best quarterback in the country, but he might be in the best situation.
He's got a great batch of receivers.
He's got a great batch of receivers. He's got, you know, the continuity of, you know, Garrett Riley. This will be, I think, his third year together with his offensive coordinator. They got, like you said, a ton of receivers. I think they'll have a little bit more depth at running back this year. So I can understand it. So, like, I voted Clemson 1, Miami 2.
I'd take it right now.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, ACC championship game, if that's
exactly
what we get.
That was.
And they don't play each other in the regular season. So you're not going to see them eliminate each other in the regular season. They wouldn't meet till the championship game.
Where'd you put SMU? You guys done a hell of a job.
Yeah, I put them fourth behind. I feel pretty strongly about Louisville this year. I put Louisville in number three, SMU at fourth. And it's primarily because SMU, they've got a tougher schedule than they did last year. Like, and credit to them. Listen, they got to the ACC championship game. Miami didn't. But they also didn't really play anybody in the regular season. This year, they have to play Miami. I think they play Clemson, if I'm not mistaken. I've got to double check that. But I know SMU has a tougher schedule than they did last year. So I think there's going to be maybe a little bit of a regression to the mean, but they're still really good. So I've got them right in there. I've got SMU fourth, and then I want to say I probably voted, I can pull up my ballot, but I think Georgia Tech fifth, because Georgia Tech, as we saw, they've beaten Miami the last 2 years. They almost beat Georgia last year, 8 overtime game. Georgia Tech, to me, is like a sleeper team that can sneak up on the rest of the
conference.
Thank
job.
Goodness Miami doesn't have them on the schedule this year, because I don't want that game for a third straight year.
It's amazing. It really is. I'll tell you, that would happen in those games. All right, so nobody's got a perfect team, no matter what. I understand that. But what part of the team are you most – again, you have to see it. There's going to be a new system defensively. What are you still most concerned with coming out of spring football?
I would still – to your one of your original points, I want to see what the chemistry looks like in the passing game. Because, again, like I saw – receivers making plays. I think there's a lot of talent in the receiver room, but none of these guys were catching passes from Carson Beck. So I need to see it to believe it, and I want to I want to see Beck kind of compared to the other quarterbacks because, you know, it's not a big secret, Joe. The quarterback play was not that consistent during spring ball. You know, I mean, Emery Williams has had his ups and downs. You know, Luke Nickel is a true freshman. He actually, I thought the game started to slow down for him the final couple weeks.
He got more
of spring.
Comfortable at the end. Yeah.
You know, Judd Anderson has been flashing at times, not so consistent at other times. So the quarterback room like needed Carson Beck badly for this year, Joe. And so I want to see how that passing game comes together.
I get asked this all the time. So Corey Heatherman comes in as a new defensive coordinator. So what does he do differently to have a chance to have more success, especially in coverage?
He lets his players play, Joe. It's less...
Keeps it simple. Don't overthink.
It's not... I thought last couple of years, Miami probably over-schemes a little bit, which is not necessarily something you have to do with South Florida athletes. There's going to be less... I'm not going to say under-scheming because that would be, you know, taking some credit away from Heatherman. But I think he's going to keep it simple and allow these guys to play faster because that's the word that comes up. Every time I talk to defensive players, had a chance to speak with Wesley Bissaint, as you did as well on your show, Bissaint and Akeem Mesidor out there at Media Days. I would ask all these guys about Corey Heatherman, and they keep saying, we get to play faster.
Yeah.
So I think that –
Don't think, just play.
Don't think, just play. That's one of the big things that Wes was saying.
I think the other thing – for the secondary, they got to find the ball. Even when they're in good coverage, they just don't do a good job of knowing where the football is. Yeah. And listen, nobody said that's easy. There's a lot of guys that can't play in the league that run fast and do a lot of wonderful things but can't find the ball.
Yeah.
If you can't find the ball, these guys are all good at going up and getting it in the crowd now and making adjustments and staying around for a long time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.